I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Mark Hammery and Mark Stonerock. They're with the Marquette Area Blues Society. For more information about this year's Marquette Area Blues Fest, which is Labor Day weekend at Matson Lower Harbor Park in downtown Marquette. Here's more with Mark Hammery and Mark Stonerock.
We've got the big Blues Fest coming up Labor Day weekend down at Matson Lower Harbor Park. We put in an order for excellent weather this year. It'll have a different look, but all the great talent that you're used to, world-class nationwide touring artists, lots of award winners. Friday will be a free show, so if you're wondering what the Blues Festival's about, it's a great time to come down and check it out and not have to pay anything. Have a couple cold beverages maybe, and two really great acts, the Jimmies out of the kind of New Glarus, Wisconsin area that have been a perennial favorite, and Biscuit Miller, who is a several-time Blues Music Award winner, are going to be here.
And that's two great, very, very entertaining groups.
High energy.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Now, Ham, let's talk a little bit about the weekend. I mean, it also then goes into Saturday and Sunday, and there's tickets for that.
Right. We've got Saturday and Sunday are both ticketed events. The gates open about noon. We start the music about 1 and go till 9:30, 10. We've got tickets on sale right now. You can get them locally at Marquette Wallpaper and Paint downtown, or Youptone Music on 3rd Street, also at the NMU Easy Ticket site. We're encouraging people to get their advance tickets. Mm-hmm. You can get a weekend pass for $60 and save yourself $10.
Yeah, the important thing also to remember is these are tickets that are available at those two locations and at the Barry Events Center at the ticket window there if you go there. But if you're used to purchasing tickets for any NMU game or mm-hmm. any NMU performance or concert or anything, same place through NMU Ticketing Services. I understand, Stoney, there is a call out that we're looking for volunteers. Let's talk about that a little.
Yeah, as with all organizations and all festivals, we need a lot of people to make that happen. And we've got a ton of openings for everything from bartenders, ticket takers, folks who be ambassadors, kind of walk the ground, set up, tear down, a ton of things to do. And the cool thing about this is if you're coming to the Blues Festival, and we do ask that you buy your ticket ahead of time, if you work one shift, you get a free t-shirt for that. And if you work two shifts, you are reimbursed up to that $60 of ticket. So you can come and see this great festival by working a couple shifts and not paying anything.
Mm-hmm. And that is an important thing here, is that if you are going to volunteer, the group wants you to purchase a ticket, but if you do two shifts, you will get that $60 ticket, that advance ticket, or whatever the ticket is that you may have purchased, because you may have gotten just a day ticket or whatnot. Mm-hmm. There's also a ticket price, I understand, that you want to make sure people know about for people that maybe in college, they're in town for the holiday. Students, tell us about that a little.
Yeah, students always get in for cheap. What's the cost this year, Ham, for the student ticket?
For the young adults, the age 15 to 23, $10 a day, and that's at the gate only. Mm-hmm. But you can't beat that. Just come down and check it out. And then 14 and under are free with a paid adult.
Also, if people want to find out more, what's the website to go to?
www.MarquetteAreaBluesSociety.com.
That's the comments of Mark Hammery and Mark Stonerock with the Marquette Area Blues Society. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.